The kit Jennifer Eubank brings in is full of colorful pads, one with psychedelic purple and pink tie-dye, another with big red and yellow flowers. She says she and the other quilters made the kit bags, the pads, and the shields that hold the pads.
The organization is very specific about the fabric that they would like you to use. No people, no animals, no bugs. Geometric designs, flowers, those were great for this.
Eubank says she heard about the organization from another quilter.
As an educator, it worried me that girls couldn't go to school because they were having their period, and so it limited their education for 3 to 5 days a month, or if they had to work, that they would not be able to work because of that.
Laura Morin is the Days for Girls office manager in Washington.
They would just sit in the room for the week on a piece of cardboard if they had cardboard.
She says that many girls use the objects they find around them.
They use rocks as we would use a tampon. They mush up leaves and just use them like we would try to use a pad. Same with corn husks, scraps of fabric.
The pads in the Days for Girls kits are washable and should last 2 to 3 years. Morin says the volunteers who deliver the kits also educate women and men about sex, menstrual cycles, and healthy attitudes. To learn how to help out, you can go to the KMXT website at kmxt.org. I'm Kayla Deroche.